We're celebrating a decade of the Academic Minute this week with one segment from each year. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And on this segment from 2016, Jack Gilbert, professor in the Department of Surgery at the University of Chicago, detailed the importance of diversifying your microbiome.
Perhaps right now you're in your car, with your kids, or in your office. In the last hour, you've been sharing bacteria with those kids or office mates. In essence, you've been becoming more similar. Each person is shedding 38 million microbes an hour. Each time you interact with people, you are picking up some of the microbial thumbprint of your neighbors, which is altering your microbiome. The microbiome is the community of microorganisms that live in our bodies or homes, and in fact in every ecosystem on Earth. The good news is that when we share bacteria, the resulting diverse microbiomes are more robust and resilient. We are finding that some bacteria can protect us from certain illnesses, improve productivity, and even remediate conditions such as allergies, asthma, and depression. The bad news is that our microbiomes have become less diverse and resilient over 150 years of deep cleansing our homes and bodies with the widespread use of antibiotics and sterilization techniques. Living in over-sanitized environments leaves us with microbial gaps that put us at risk when we encounter new microbes. Instead of being able to adapt to these changes, we find that the human immune system can overreact, as evidenced by gastrointestinal problems, respiratory disease, and even neurological problems. We are learning a great deal about microbial communities using high-throughput sequencing techniques. Computational sequencing allows us to identify, map, and predict the behavior of these microbes. We have shown that when we interact broadly with each other and in the outdoors, we diversify our microbiome, which actually makes us more able to fight off harmful bacteria and viruses. Kids who play in the dirt, dogs who track bacteria from the outdoors inside, and social practices like kissing and handshakes may actually help us to become healthier overall.
That was Jack Gilbert of the University of Chicago. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.